Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO allies said on Tuesday they would help Ukraine repair energy infrastructure, which has been heavily damaged by Russian bombardments.
Russia is using brutal missile and drone attacks to leave Ukraine cold and dark this winter. President Putin is trying to weaponize winter to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, after the first day of a meeting of the alliance's foreign ministers as they pledged to step up political and practical support to Ukraine and maintain it for as long as necessary. Russia has been carrying out heavy missile attacks on Ukraine's power grid and heating infrastructure roughly every week since October in what Kyiv and allies say is a deliberate campaign to harm civilians, a war crime. Ukraine's First Lady addressed British lawmakers Tuesday during her trip to Britain. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Zelenska got a standing ovation when she walked into a parliamentary committee room to deliver her speech. She compared the war in Ukraine to Britain during World War II. She said, like Britain, Ukraine will not surrender. But she said Ukraine needs more than victory. It needs justice.
When our people can return home, the world will be able to thank Britain for not only helping to stop evil on the battlefield, but also for helping to restore justice by condemning and punishing this evil.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A senior Russian diplomat says Russia and the United States repeatedly came close to reaching agreement on a prisoner exchange, and a deal remains possible before the end of the year.